Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Inner Bridges by Gail Redfern, the first of her four spiritual books, including similar and powerful recommendations tailored to help the reader bring peace and harmony through maintaining balance and equilibrium into their being. This book incorporates wit and guidelines to assist you to make effective changes in your daily life. Learn the secrets of living a simple and balanced life. The channeled information in this book gives insight into the power within us, the power of our local region, and how we balance our body, mind, spirit, and the world around us. Gail Redfern's interest in spirituality has been life continuous, with a focused drive of over 15 years. As a conscious channel, she combines this gift with the learning from her degrees in psychology and holistic health, helping others discover solutions to achieve personal balance and reasons to share with others. Previously, she worked in the communications industry as an educator, workshop leader, and motivational speaker. Her critically acclaimed and award-winning series of books include Ancient Wisdoms, Ayurveda Demystified, Within and Beyond, and the subject of today's program, Inner Bridges, Opening Your Connection to Inner Peace and Harmony. It's a pleasure to welcome back to This Week in America, author Gail Redfern. Gail, welcome back to the program. Great to have you back with us.
Good. I'm glad to be back, Rick.
I always learn something. Oh, it is a pleasure. I always learn something when I have you here, and we will learn something during the program today, talking about the book Inner Bridges. What prompted this particular topic, this particular book?
I'm not sure exactly where it started, but I meditate, as you know.
Yes.
And one meditation I came out of, and it just said, do it. And I thought, what are you talking about? Do it. And they were almost getting mad at me, they being the unknown. And I laughed. And I thought, well, yeah, but do it. And so I thought, all right, I'll do it. Whatever do it is. So, yeah. And it went from there. And that was the first book, and it was all channeled.
This is interesting. Yeah, I want to talk about this channeled aspect of this. The book is Inner Peace, by the way, finalist of the 2022 Eric Hoffer Award. So the book is highly praised. It's available. You'll find it at livingholistically.com. That's Gail's website, W-H-O-L, livingholistically.com. You are linkpublishing.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. Let's talk about that. I stopped you as you were talking about this is a channeled book. Explain exactly what you mean by that.
Okay. Channeled, by channel, I refer to it as guides, the unknown, telling me when and what to do. And I can argue as much as I want, but it doesn't work. It's just the unknown tells me what the best way to approach it. What they have done is they realize how bad the earth is, the poor condition. And they want to try to help humans clear up the earth.
Using you to do this, aren't they?
Yes, they are. In one of the images that I saw, they just sort of threw their hands up and said, oh, there's no point. These humans don't know what they're doing. And I thought, oh, yes, some do. And some don't. But it's the ones that do are the ones that matter. Because if we look at the past, we get to see the future. And people don't realize that. It's a very simple message. Look to the past to see the future. And that way we can heal the earth. And by healing the earth, we then get to heal humans.
And that's what you are doing with this book. You're moving them from that from the don't category to the do category, that you do understand what is happening. Why should people bother with trying to balance personal bodies? Why the effort? Why is that so important?
Do you like being sick?
No.
Does
I answered my own question, didn't I?
Yes, I wanted you to. what happens is when we're sick, anybody's sick, whether it's a society that is striving for peace or is it doesn't really matter what level and what stage, people are hungry for peace and hungry for health. And those are ways of getting it and getting into a calm, peaceful state. And people don't realize how simple it is to gain that. And all they have to do is get the balance in their body.
And the book is... Yeah, finish that thought, because that's so basic but so important.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so, yeah, it's so important what you're saying, and you guide us through that in your book, Inner Bridges, Opening Your Connection to Inner Peace and Harmony, the second edition. Gail Redfern is our guest. That's Redfern. Book available with the usual places. Her website, Gail's website, is Living Holistically, WHOL, holistically.com. Gail, what messages can be shared and applied by people around the globe? Because this is a global message that you're talking about.
When you look at people like the Dalai Lama, he goes after, you know, we want peace. And he talks about peace, and he's cries for humans to acknowledge the peace that we need, and that is how we can get it. But you can't get peace in one part of the globe without getting peace in other parts. So the step one is to get peace in your individual body. You get that, and then you can move to a community, and then you can move to the earth. And once the earth is getting in balance, then we can start getting peace. And we're crying for that. The whole earth is crying. People are crying. They want, and they don't realize how easy it is to get. But when you go after it humbly, it's there.
It's interesting you talk about the four elements that need to be honored. You mentioned these in Inner Bridges. Talk about that and why that's so important. We honor the elements.
The elements... People tend to ignore the earth, wind, fire, spirit. They just ignore it. They don't acknowledge that it's part of life, part of living. And it's there. When you get the spirit, the wind, what happens when the wind comes? You get storms, you get upset societies. What happens when you get, I'll just go back to tsunamis. When the tsunamis arrive, they're big floods, and people get upset. We had the storm a couple of years ago, and the one thing that really upset me, and because because the guides were telling us, is that, oh good, now we can go back to reality. well, their reality was not what was meant. It was a turbulent being part of life. Our earth is so badly damaged, and it's time to clean it up, time to honor it, and time to move forward.
How do we...
And it's, go ahead.
Yeah, because how do we do that? How do we balance the elements, air, earth, water? How do we go about that?
The first step is balancing the body. And that's, you know, one simple step. And when I say balance the body, it's, we're balancing it, the complete body. Once you balance your body, you can then balance the community's body. And then, and just sort of continue flowing over. And it's surprising how it does. Then you get peace into all out of that aspect. And that's where the inner bridges comes in, because we build bridges to have the body, the mind, spirit. They're all about. And it's just so simple, but we are so pushed for the ego, we're pushed for the time, we're pushed for society.
Yes.
That we don't take the time to pause and say, ha ha, now I see what's going on. And that's, You go to the first level, to society, to the person, that we can heal ourselves. Even when you're seriously ill, you can still heal. That level, that being, and then go and get on a, I like to say, hopscotch. You know, you just got to hop over.
Oh, yes.
To the next level. And if I heal me, I can then heal you. And then you can heal your family. Hmm. And then you can heal a part of the states where you live. And then you can heal another part. People don't realize that. They don't realize that they have the individual capacity.
And that's where it starts. Our guest is Gail Redfern. That's R-E-D-F-E-R-N. Her website is livingholistically.com. Holistically starts W-H-O-L. At her website, you'll find information on this book, Inner Bridges, Opening Your Connection to Inner Peace and Harmony, second edition. Also, her other books there as well. Book published by urlinkpublishing.com, book there, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. A few minutes left in the program. Time always goes by so quickly, and one of the main focuses of Inner Bridges is live local, live simple. Talk about that. It's four words that are very simple but very impactful if we follow through.
People tend to be greedy. And I can argue with other people, and they'll say, I am not greedy. I don't demand for anything. But if you push them, they'll say, oh, yeah, I guess I am. They want the latest model. I'm fascinated with the cars that are coming out. Right now, my husband reads the paper to see all the latest cars. And they're greedy. They are trying to get the electric cars. So you can say it's agreed, you can say it's not agreed, depending on your argument. But there's a way of looking at it. There's, if you look simply, and you don't need to, if you look simple, you can see you don't need fantastic harvest to eat. You don't need a fantastic meal. You can just sit and have a regular meal. That is live simply.
And I love that it is very simple to remember, live local and live simple. I want to take a minute or so here at the end to ask about the impact this has had. Inner Bridges, opening your connection to inner peace and harmony, that has brought to your life, and as you're doing workshops and people are reading your book and commenting, it really is life-changing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And once people stop and take a breath and look at it, they can see where they're going. I have quite a discussion with my sister who lives in a different part of the community. And she just says, but you're in the slums. And I said, no, I'm not in the slums. I'm in a very comfortable place. But I don't have to live with the, you know, the 15 bedrooms, you know, home. There's no need for that. And that's the simple.
Well, and you talk about ego and greed, and boy, that's something else that plays such a destructive role in our lives. You can go to Gail's website, get information on the other books I mentioned. What are you working on now? Do you have another book that you're working on?
I hope to get another book done that will be an extension of the 5 books.
That would be excellent, and would be able to help a lot of people. A minute or so left here at the end. Just a simple piece of advice. What would you tell people that they need to do to get that balance that most of us, if we were honest, would say is missing in our lives? What's a key or two to get us going in the right track?
I'm just laughing because nobody is where they think they are. The key would be look at the peace in your own personal life and go there. Look to the past. Look what history has done. Look what we have applied into our society. And that way you'll see the future and you'll see how the best way to go.
Good advice to leave with people for our conversation today. Other programs that we've done with Gail talking about her past books, you'll find in our archives. Just Google Gail Redfern. That's GAYLERedFERN. Her website is Living Holistically, WHOL, holistically.com. Published by You Are Link Publishing. Their website, youarelinkpublishing.com. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, other great places to find books as well. And at Gail's website, you'll get information on the other books, information on the new one when that's finished and ready for publication. Gail, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you very much. I hope everybody finds peace.
Well, with your guidance, we're on the right track. You're pointing us in the right direction. Up to us to take that and make that journey, but you're pointing us in the right direction. And all of this information on Gail available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program, This Week in America, right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.